BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Friday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Jack and Alex off of All Time Low were a bit bored, so they came in and recreated what Beyonce does at her gigs with a chair. The video is on Radio 1 YouTube. It's amazing. Gemma Kearney plays Real or No Real. We introduce you to President at Lincoln University and his new song, his version of Royals, It's Irish Brian. Chris gets interrupted by his dad during a private moment and the new way to pull on Tinder.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, this is Scott on Radio 1. Yes, it's Friday. Someone's like, Avicii's new song is not with Aloe Black. Now, I'm playing them both. I know that Aloe Black was on a previous Avicii song, but that was him on I Need a Dollar. And the next track is by Avicii, and it's our track of the day. Harry's been on saying, you're on fire today. I'm loving these songs already. And Kieran in Plymouth has texted, proper keen for your show today, Mills, helping me through the horriblest, not a word, most horrible geography essay ever. Addicted to You is the new Avicii tune. If you've not heard it yet, it's a banger. You alright, Chris?
Yeah. You alright?
Yeah, good.
Only Bleak Friday.
Yes.
Do you know what? I was having a... Before I went out last night, having a bit of clear out around the house. And, I know, it's just every now and then you've sort of got to make a massive effort with it.
Have a little spring clean, are you?
And I came across this candle that you got me when you were trying to get me into candles.
Oh, yeah, I gave up on that.
But you bought me it saying it was a man candle.
Nothing.
Like it's a candle specifically designed for men.
What makes it... I can't even remember. What makes it a man candle?
It's weird, because it doesn't smell of anything sort of... It's not like they've made one that smells of petrol or it's like it's a normal scent.
Right, did I just tell you it was a man candle and it's just a normal candle just to get you to actually put up with it?
Yeah. So anyway, tidied up the room, thought I'd treat myself to the candle.
Oh, you put it back on?
Yeah.
Nice to know that it's in a cupboard.
Lit the candle. Anyway, so I'm there and it reminded me of the time that my dad walked in on me.
When you were burning the candle?
When I'd lit the candle.
Yeah.
And thought...
No, he didn't think that. You thought that he thought.
I don't know. The way he sort of walked in and then was like, oh, sorry, I'll leave you to it, son. It was a bit like that.
Right, what is wrong with a man lighting a candle in your bedroom? It doesn't mean that you're having special time. It doesn't.
Well, I think he just thought that I was treating myself to some... To alone time, but yeah. I'd lit a candle for the atmosphere or
right,
something
okay,
like that.
Right, okay, yeah. So make it a bit more special.
Yeah.
That's in your head. That's just you being paranoid.
I don't know. I don't know if he... I don't want to ask him.
Why don't you ask him tonight? Discuss it.
So how do I ask that?
Right, so when I lit that candle, did you think... No, don't actually. I had a little bit of a clear out the other day. I've got some stuff for you if you want.
Oh, yes.
You know how now and again I get you to come round and I'm like, do you want this? And it's like he walks away with like presents. It's like Christmas.
It's great. Generally, they're faulty.
They're not. So apart from the microwave that gave you a bit of a belt when you pressed, I was going to say pressed play on a microwave. When you pressed go, it just bzzzt, it did, okay, it did give you a bit of a shock.
It was painful every time you had to use it, but it was a good microwave.
And the TV?
The TV broke, yeah.
Yeah. I've got...
Those headphones as well, they were weird.
Oh.
Well, I think you've been ordering from a...
No, I haven't.
A dodgy website.
No, I haven't. All real
You're
stuff.
Like, look at these headphones, look, brand new.
They were new.
I was like, that's a bit weird. They're battery operated. Like, you don't see that often.
Were they the Eats?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a power drill. Why have I got a power drill?
I'd love that.
It's in the box.
Do you not need it?
No. Do I need a power drill? No. Why have I got one in the first place?
I don't think I need it, but I'd love it.
No, you don't need it either. I've also got a steamer.
Now, what's that?
That's to steam vegetables. To you, free.
Do you know what? I gave something a go the other day that I learnt from you, and I can't believe I did this.
Oh, here we go.
I was looking around one of those big stores that rhymes with Wombase, and I found these... vacuum bags, and you were telling me that you can put clothes in there.
OMG, he's
and then
strange.
You've got to attach a nozzle to the bag.
That's it.
And suck out all the air.
You didn't buy them.
I gave it a go, yeah.
Oh my god, you're vacuum packing your clothes.
Mate, you can pack a whole wardrobe into this little sort of thing.
But mate, I know.
What I would suggest is fold the clothes nicely, because what I did is I just sort of bundled them into this bag. And so what I've got is like a vacuum packed ball of clothes,
awesome.
Basically.
Yeah, maybe fold them. God, you've really... I mean, things have been... There's things going on here that I don't even know you anymore.
I'm addicted to you. Hooked on your love. Like a powerful drug. I can't get enough of. Lost the
That is Avicii, fourth track off his album, Addicted to You, on BBC Radio 1.
Just learnt something new.
Oh, my God. I think it's a bit rude that Avicii doesn't credit his vocalists. And I was like, I just said this to Chris. He was like, I said, did you know that it was Aloe Black on Wake Me Up? No idea.
No, I'm sure there's other people that didn't know.
Oh,
that.
I'm sure a lot.
But
yeah.
he doesn't write featuring, and then why is that? Is he embarrassed or?
I don't know.
Is it a bit like?
It's all about him.
I really like this person's voice, but they look weird
awful.
Or awful.
No,
I don't
want to
be associated.
Anyway, I'd like to credit American folk rock singer songwriter Audra May.
Who?
On Audra.
No, sorry, that wasn't a who.
Audra May. She's the singer on that. It is a bit like Skyfall, isn't it?
It is a bit, yeah, with a donk on.
So did you never question that this who this is? So wake me up when it's all over. Don't even think about it, do you?
No, I just
Avicii.
Thought it was a farmer.
Yeah. A Swedish farmer.
I just thought it was a farmer with a good voice. No. I never really went further than that.
You're so weird. Hey, did you like those pictures I sent you of Avicii's new house?
Oh, man.
Sick in it, cos!
Man, that's the money, isn't it?
Oh, he's got a nice house. Every now and again, I just send pictures of stuff just to make Chris a
it
bit
It does
jealous.
Annoy me.
I know, yeah, but that's why I do it. But what a house. Look it up, Avicii, new house, Los Angeles. You'll be impressed by the images.
People like him, but they bug me because I just think, you know what?
I know they do, that's why I do it.
If you asked for, you know, him to lend you 100 quid... And it would be nothing to him. You know what I mean? Like, he's that rich.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he doesn't need a plate. Like, that's excessive, isn't it?
Listen how much it winds him up.
No, but I just...
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
It's just there's a vast difference, isn't there?
There is, yeah. And I like to make you aware of that whenever you can.
Oh, you see, I'm anti-playing his songs now. I'm DJ, 'cause I kind of think, hang on, I'm doing your work for you.
Producer Cara's watching the looking at the pictures at the moment with face of fish on, like literally open mouth, like, oh,
incredible.
It's good, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily,
BBC Radio 1.
Now, do you remember a while back we made the entire nation aware of a certain cover version of Naughty Boy?
I still love this.
I still love it so much. And it's from LSU, which is the Loughborough Student Union. You know how this goes. More. LSU. Go.
Hey, we're execs.
At the Students' Union is where you'll find us.
Volunteer. And meet.
I don't get bored of it.
Nightlife sets room one on fire. Get involved, your time will tire.
Now, that went huge after we talked about it. And various people from Loughborough University getting in touch. Some of them proud, some of them gutted.
Mm.
Now, there's another thing that I've just been made aware of. This is from Hannah, Laura and Ed in Lincoln, who emailed. After hearing how much you and the nation enjoyed the LSU La 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 cover, we bring you the University of Lincoln's Irish Brian, who ran for SU president this week. Wait for the chorus. The harmonies are something else. Now, you really like this.
I'm all for that. Even if he may have seen the LSU one.
I think we've started a thing. We've started a trend now.
I like these sort of awful student union campaign videos.
But Brian knows what he's doing. He's a copycat.
I still think this is genius.
It's not too knowing, you don't think?
No, not too
Irish
much.
Irish Brian, don't you know?
He's Irish Brian, don't you know?
I'm your vice president, welfare and community. Already done a few great things.
Pick yourself up, Brian.
And I think that you should know them too.
Why have you got to do it to music?
And I have made governance policies to better represent you if you're involved with student liberation, but that's not all. Now there's part-time officers, so you should vote for Brian.
Brian!
Number one for president, because the same old just won't do. I'll make a difference for you. Won't you vote for Brian?
Brian!
Because if I am president, students, how do?
How do?
Oh,
the things you ask me to.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, Irish Brian.
I love Irish Brian.
Why have you got to do your campaign video to like a pop song?
I don't know.
I'm all for it, though.
Yeah. I like Brian.
Brian.
Too much time.
Yeah, a lot of time. I want to hear the chorus again, please.
So you should vote for Brian.
Brian.
Oof.
Number one for president.
Accompanied by, of course, a video of him sort of dancing around the campus.
Yeah, I mean, he knows exactly what he's doing. But here's the thing. So, Brian won.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. He's now the president.
Oh, my God. Student union president.
Yes, he's student union president. Irish Brian.
Brian.
He's actually on.
But we know all about his policies.
We know everything about him. And he'll do what's best for you. Mm. Brian, if you're listening, congratulations. There's loads of people from Lincoln on now going, oh, God, Irish Brian's on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Irish Brian, don't you know?
Legend.
Love.
I'm your vice president, welfare and community.
Someone says it needs more brass, hang on.
Already done a few great things. And I think that you should know them too.
And I have made governance policies to better represent you if you're involved.
Why are you doing this in a song?
Why are you singing it?
Why are you singing?
Now there's part-time officers,
so you should vote for Brian.
Do you think
Brian?
I might see David Cameron do this. Something similar.
Because the same.
Whilst on the phone to
yeah.
I'll make a difference for you. Won't you vote for Brian?
Brian.
If I am president, students, how do?
How do?
All the things you ask me to.
Oh, Brian. He'll do anything you ask him to. Can I just say, I've got the results in. Brian.
Brian.
Won with a landslide at the Student Union, is now president. Over 2,000 votes for Brian.
Brian.
Absolute landslide and well deserved. Well done, Brian.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Also, Vic's been on saying, I want Brian as my ringtone. I know, who doesn't? Irish Brian. And also, Dot's been on. She is also doing college work at the moment, saying, Bruno Mars helping me stay at work on a tough day. It's impossible to be sad with both Bruno and Irish Brian. It's true. Hey, guess who's also been on? Do you remember Ryan the Farmer? He was the one that said to you once...
Eyebrows on that, Chris. We'll eyebrows you on that.
I can't even remember what that means.
Yeah, I can't... Yeah, that's weird. I can't remember what it means, but...
I think it was like... Is it something to do with, like, keeping a promise? Oh, yeah. Eyebrows you on that, Chris.
Eyebrows on that, Chris. We'll eyebrows you on that.
What's he saying?
It's a farmer thing. He's been on saying that... we're both playing the Young Farmers AGM in Blackpool soon.
I'm so excited about
this. I'm not being funny, but all of the Young Farmers in the UK in one place in Blackpool...
I'm telling you, farm's going to be on. Full
it's
on farm.
Farm ahoy. All night.
I can't wait.
Eyebrows on that, Chris. We'll eyebrows you on that.
All right, Ryan. See you there then.
This is Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Right, so I just saw Alex from All Time Low and Jack from All Time Low tweet that they've got a bit of time to spare before they've got a signing at a store to do later.
Oh, yeah.
They just put, what can we do? We've got some spare time. I put, come and see us. And then Alex has just tweeted me, hey, challenge accepted. I was kind of half joking, but it looks like they're on their way.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, it looks like Alex and Jack from All Time Low are going to be here soon. I mean, this is not prepared at all.
So that's happening then,
it's happening.
It?
I don't think we've even got enough chairs. I hate it when this happens. Someone's going to have the camp chairs, like Christmas.
You're not going to
like it. When the chairs don't match. Hate that. Cakes or anything? We haven't got anything. Oh, I feel so unprepared.
Never give cakes. What are you on about?
I just don't like it when it's not being planned. And there's so much other stuff in the show today that we've planned, and now that's going to have to be off. And
really?
We work. Yeah, I think that people think we don't plan this.
Well, then don't.
Hello, yes,
don't
we do.
Invite them.
No, but I just invite. Like, they said, oh, we're at a loose end for the next couple of hours. What should we do? I went, oh, come into Radio 1. You remember us. And now they're coming. It's actually happening.
It's not my way.
All Time Low off of Weightless.
I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
But if you're saying it's an inconvenience...
No. No, I'm not saying it's inconvenient. I'm just saying it's not expected. I don't like being put on the spot like this. Jack says he's twerking his way over right now. He's funny, I like him. Sometimes he just sends me really quite rude insults on Twitter, just for fun. I quite like it. I miss their faces, so I'm looking forward to seeing them. Yeah, so that's happening. Alex and Jack from All Time Low, probably here in the next 10 minutes or so, I think.
Scott Mills Daily.
All Time Low are coming in soon, whenever they arrive. Told you, I knew it was going to be like a Friday show.
It's a drop
today.
In centre now.
Just drop in centre. Yeah, come in, have some food. Have a drink. Hot drink there. Coming from the cold. We're also just discussing Michelle Rodriguez and Cara Delevingne. Actual lesbians or just loving the attention? I don't know. Do you remember when you became bi once?
Sorry.
You became bi for the show, do you remember?
It was
just
when
to
you
get
were
a
saying
bit of attention.
It would make me trendier.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah.
Just, and more fashionable.
Yeah, become bi for a bit. And you didn't actually, but you just said it. And that's what I'm sensing here. Just the stuff that we talk about on a Friday. What's right. going on with Tinder, please?
Ah, right. So I was in the pub last night with a couple of my mates. I'm going to have to keep this one anonymous, I think.
Oh.
But yeah, one of my best mates. And he's on Tinder, right? But he gives the worst chat I've ever seen. So he was showing me his Tinder.
This is a dating app, if you don't know. We've talked about it quite a lot on the show.
Yeah. And he's had quite a few matches. And what happens is when you match with someone else that is, I believe, swiped the right way or the left way, I don't know whichever way is the right way. It pops up this conversation. You have a conversation.
Yeah.
Anyway, the first thing he says is something really boring. And he was showing us. And me and my mate were like, you've got to say something more exciting than that. Do you know what I mean? Because she's probably talking to 100 other people.
Yeah. I mean, don't think that you're exclusive in here because they're talking to a lot of other people. So you've got to shine.
Anyway, so my other mate then chipped in with, when you're having a conversation, really up the stakes. And I think it's from some kind of, I think this is from a movie where he's learned this, but he ups the stakes and he gets him to write. So if the girl says about something normal, like I'm having a nice day, I had spaghetti for my tea, he will just write, boring, try again. And it's to sort of encourage the other person to you know, like, say more. But
what
also,
what's the reaction to
you
that?
You sort of take control of the situation. I've got to admit, this is a high-stake move.
It is.
But he just writes, boring, try
boring.
Again.
You're boring me, try again. And what's the response?
Well, he sent me a text this morning. Can't believe it. The girl's reply was some facts about crocodiles.
All right. What, so she's just giving him fascinating crocodile facts now because he said she was boring.
So he's trying this, and he's replied to that, boring, try again. And he's just going to keep this going.
I mean, it's a brave move.
I think it will work.
Do you think?
I think so.
It's like that
it's
book.
It's powerful.
It's like that book, The Game. It's basically a neg, isn't it?
I encourage anyone else, well, you know, it's a risky move, but just write boring, try again, see what they come back with.
Yeah. I mean, it's a gutsy move.
It is.
But you never know.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I crawled Childish Gambino on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. Oh, this is your worst nightmare. You know the bored now thing on Tinder? Mm. Do you know who that's from?
I've just seen Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. It's Ryan Gosling, your absolute favourite in Crazy Stupid Love.
Trust him to have done it first.
That's right. I mean, if anyone's going to have done it first, it'll be Ryan, won't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Jack. Nice to see you sober.
Hey. Hi. Is that a new tagline?
Yeah. It's just a thing.
Nobody knows ever what to say to it.
There's no way to prove that we are.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, it's All Time Low. Hi, guys.
I'm so glad to be here.
Why?
Because we had nothing to do. We were sitting around in our hotel.
I know. Like, I mean, you just turning up has provided a much-needed spike of excitement in a lot of people's afternoons.
Well, it's mutual, absolutely.
There are people that were going to be doing studying who are now not.
Ugh,
are we on the cameras? Oh, we're on the cameras as well. So
oh, no.
Don't do anything rude with your hands.
Obscene gestures.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is an impromptu visit, last minute, All Time Low. So when did you get here?
We got in this morning.
Yeah, like 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
And then you were so bored, you're like, what can we do? I saw your Twitter, Alex.
Exactly. We were just kind of sitting around. We got in kind of early afternoon.
Mm. Our hotel is actually the sidewalk outside, so that worked out perfectly.
We pretty much just show up to the UK and then sit outside of here waiting for someone to tell us to come inside.
It's one of your favorite places.
It is.
Yeah.
It
and is. And the people love you here, see?
I've missed you.
We've missed you.
Although I do enjoy our occasional tweets, Jack.
I stalk your Twitter sometimes.
I know, I quite like it.
Is it true you just insult him at several times as well?
It's kind of mutual insulting.
Yeah. Right, so you troll each other.
But it's done with love. Yeah, it's not right. It's not like rude.
Just got to keep each other on your toes.
But also, right. Jack will reply to some of my less exciting tweets, like, I've just arrived at this club in Blackpool, and then he'll reply to that one as opposed to, like, a good one.
Okay.
How was Cologne last night?
Gorgeous.
Yeah?
Gorgeous. Yeah, it was actually really fun. The show was great. Nice way to end the run of shows in the mainland.
We covered the Bloodhound Gang.
We did.
You?
Bringing it back.
Oh,
little
wow.
Little impromptu hip-hop rap session for me. It was nice.
And you've been in Paris as well, all over the Europes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's been really, really cool. The shows have been great.
And why are you here now, please? I've got a signing at 4, is it?
Yeah, I think we're going to go over to... Where are we?
HMV?
HMV, yeah.
We've got
our names on some things.
We've got 2 Brixton shows coming up, so we're here for that.
Okay, yeah, lots of more shows.
When you put on your Twitter, what should we do this afternoon? I know some people said, well, including myself, come to Radio 1. What were the other options that people gave you?
A lot of them you can't really repeat on the radio.
Right,
some,
you must get a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. There were some, I think someone said to make a cheese sandwich. Yeah. We've done that.
I bet you get a lot of, come round to my house.
Yes,
you?
There was a lot of those. Come round for tea.
I always find that a bit weird, because like if I'm on the way to a gig or something, people are like, oh, you're going up the M62, pop in for a cup of tea. Imagine if you actually did that.
Yeah, do you think they really mean it?
I don't know. But imagine if Jack and Alex actually turned up at someone's house instead of coming here. That'd be kind of weird. And they might regret it.
Why would they regret it?
I don't know.
You're insulting them now.
No, it's perfectly validated to say that, because they would regret it. I would make sure that they regret it.
We were talking about this on the show the other day, and Jack actually replied. We were talking about foreign interviews that you get, because I was in Sweden recently and saw the most awkward chat with a Scandinavian host.
Yes.
And it was also on the sofa were Lord and Jared Leto. And because English wasn't his first language, it was just, I had to like hold, you know, I have to hold on to something because it's so awful.
Yeah, it's cringe.
I felt really sorry for everybody, because it's not the guy's fault. It's just English is not his first language, and obviously they speak English. You must get asked some awesome questions when you're abroad.
There's some awkward moments for sure. I don't know if it's a language barrier or if it's just that there's a different tone over there, but a lot of the time, the ones I always notice are, not to call out Germany in particular, but German interviews are oftentimes very, like, kind of underhanded.
Yeah.
So your new record, not as good as the last record.
We've said this. It's just really
every time.
Explain.
Explain.
It's like, that's correct.
Yeah. So your new haircut, I do not like. Why? why is this?
It's because, like, I mean, they're very upfront.
Yeah.
And they just say what they see say what they hear. And it's like, maybe in the US and in Britain, it's like, okay, don't actually say it.
Yeah, pop the brakes.
But they will say it. Apparently, they said to One Direction in a German interview, so you all watch porn together?
What?
Of course.
No, we don't. actually, we've got a game that I'd quite like you to play. I think Jack would be good at this. You know those online quizzes where it's like, which member of this band are you?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I'd like to play which member of All Time Low are you with someone from the band to see if you actually work out. There's a list of options. It's like A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
So you up for that, Jack?
Let's do it. I want to get myself.
Okay, so let's find out which member of All Time Low Jack from All Time Low actually is.
I must point out, I did this one earlier, and I came out as Jack.
You were Jack.
Really?
Jack.
I was, yeah.
You're a pervert.
I was, yeah. Well, there we go.
Okay, so you could obviously be Rian, you could be Jack, you could be Zach or Alex. So, Jack, let me ask you, what is your favourite instrument? Bass, guitar, singing, drums, guitar, even though I can't really play.
Drums. Definitely
down.
Drums.
Put him down for drums. What kind of relationships are you into? Long-term relationships with a lot of commitment. Open relationships, one main squeeze with some others on the side. Friendships.
These are incredible.
Hookups. Friends with benefits.
I'm going to go with friends with benefits.
Okay. Mm. Anything you want to tell me? Mm. Okay. Cool. What do you do when you're bored? Scream. Bang on the table with your drumsticks. Straighten your hair. Work out.
Definitely not workout.
This is an actual all-time low quiz.
Let's go scream. I love screaming randomly for no reason.
Okay. Don't you normally just take your clothes off
and scream?
A lot of nudity in this camp.
What color underwear are you wearing right now?
None.
Bright colored? Let me check. Black. I don't feel comfortable answering that.
I don't feel comfortable answering that.
What was the first one?
Bright colored.
That one, yeah, very bright.
Can you check?
Oh, camo.
Camo. Yeah, okay.
They're almost not there.
Thanks for that. All right, so what are we putting down for that? Brightly colored, yeah. Okay, next on the which member of all time low actual quiz from the internet. Would you take your pants off in public? Why is there even options here? Hang on. Every time the opportunity presented itself? No, never. Depends, or... And I need to be in the moment to decide.
Yes, the answer is every time.
Yep.
I'm not wearing pants right now.
Every time.
The cameras don't show it.
No, they don't.
We almost got arrested in France because of this once.
Mm, yep.
What?
Taking your pants off in public.
Mm-hmm. How did that come about, please?
It was outside the Moulin Rouge and, you know.
We just felt inspired.
Yeah.
Right. I'm always suspicious of Scott. Like, you're standing up right now, but you are sitting down, which would suggest that you are... I mean, it's a horrible thought, but you have got trousers on underneath the table, right?
Why haven't you checked? I do this every day. I sit down every day. Definitely.
You are very concealed under the desk.
Yes, I am.
You're very close
to
the table.
Yeah. I'm just a thong. Which band member would you not let drive the van that you tour in? Mm. A, Jack. B, Jack. C, we don't want to die, so we don't let Jack drive. Or D, myself.
C.
C, we don't want to die, so we don't let Jack drive. Okay, so...
That is true.
Okay, we are just getting the results. And Jack from All Time Low. The member of All Time Low, which you're most like, is... revealed after this.
Oh. Oh.
I think I possibly play that song more than any other DJ in the world.
Is it your ringtone?
Yeah, it was.
It was.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's like
Thank you, Scott.
If there was ever a pop quiz, like, I would be able to recognize that just from. It's Weightless by All Time Low. So Jack and Alex are here. They just kind of had nothing to do for an hour, so they just thought that they'd come by. It's quite nice on a Friday. I knew today's show was going to be like a last day of school vibes, and it really is. Right, so you ready for which member of All Time Low you are, Jack?
Yeah.
From the questions you answered on the Which Member of All Time Low Are You quiz, which we found on the internet, you are... Alex.
What?
Hey, man, you're me.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, we've
there's,
done...
There's
we've
no
done
one I'd with, rather be, Scott.
We've done these with other pop stars and rock stars and... I mean, it never goes well.
It's never come out as the actual person.
It's
is
never
it?
Come
no
out
one
as
ever
the
gets
person
themselves.
That they actually are. So it makes me think they might be a bit rubbish.
Right.
Obviously, any that are on your website or affiliated with your band are brilliant.
Yeah.
But there are some going around that are just. I mean, I think that's nonsense. That one. Rip
that's
it up.
Funny.
So big UK tour coming up. Do you want me to tell you where you're going to be?
Yeah, I have no idea.
So London. That's tomorrow night, if you can make yourself available. Brixton Academy.
I think I'll be there.
Okay. Then Birmingham. Mm-hmm. You know where that is? Like middle of the country.
Yeah. It's in Wales, right?
No, welcome. not that far. Newcastle. Been there?
Yes, many times.
Yeah. Glasgow. That's in Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Manchester.
I'm bouncing around.
You're all over the place, lads. Seriously.
Then, who routed
this tour?
And then you got, well, it'll either be a plane or a long boat to Belfast.
Hey-o.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably a boat.
Happy with that?
Pretty good.
Small rowboat.
Yeah, 6 gigs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. There's so many people on Twitter and on our Facebook and on text who are very much looking forward to seeing you. So what time's the signing? 1 hour from now. Can we come down?
Yeah, come join us. Why not?
I've never been to a signing.
I never have as well.
I don't believe you.
I haven't.
No, never been.
I considered going to Mel C's once.
Did you?
From the Spice Girls.
Nice.
To when she went solo and she was doing an album called Northern Star. And there was a signing for that. I think in the same place where you're going to be today. But I decided against it. It was a bit cold.
I hope I get the same chair as her.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Mm. There's chaos, right? So it's like a sort of conveyor belt. Isn't that how it works?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People,
yeah.
Like,
do you have time to talk to people, or is it just? Or is there a bouncer, like a Justin Bieber bouncer, picking them up and going?
It's a really delicate balance because we try to at least have a moment with everybody. But at the same time, yeah, when
there's loads of people,
when there's that many people, you just don't get to everyone if you don't keep them moving. So
it's always the best when they come up and they're crying and there's snot coming out of their nose and they're like, "I love you."
Yeah, I mean, you can be honest with me. After each handshake or hug, you do you use the antiseptic just, hand gel? Yeah.
They should be more worried about shaking our hands, to be honest.
Yeah, they bring the antiseptic wipes. Yeah.
Well, they bring the wipes.
No one's safe.
The thing is, though, with people's snot coming from the nose, then you're like, are you hugging them? And then before you know it, you're in touch with their nose.
We share everything with our fans, including germs.
We really do.
Everyone gets an Eskimo kiss.
Hey, we were just talking. I think this is something that Jack would be well up for, I think. Have you seen on the Beyonce show? We were just talking about Beyonce's show.
Mm.
And Chris went and he felt like a strong, independent woman afterwards.
Mm. Hard not to.
I mean, it's very empowering. Have you heard of surfboarding? And please answer that nicely.
Yeah. In the night, yeah.
So, because I mean, there's another meaning of it. It's not that one.
Right.
I've heard of such things.
Right.
I've heard of such things.
Right. But there's a moment during the show where this chair appears and she performs on this chair.
Yeah. So it's kind of like riding out on a surfboard to get to the wave. So like imagine you're sitting on the surfboard with your legs over the side and you're... It sounds horrible. And you're having a little paddling away. I mean, it's quite
It's like a good workout. That's a workout.
It's a fairly sexy moment with the chair.
Yeah.
It's like pole dancing with no pole, really.
Are you telling us to do this at our Brixton show?
No, I'd quite like you to do it now so that we can
now?
Film it.
All right.
I think so, because it's the kind of thing that you would quite like to do, I think. Do you need a video of Beyonce just to... Just to kind of inspire... Maybe...
A reference vid? What are you talking here? On an office chair?
Yeah, I think so.
Or
I just think it's something fun to do because we were just talking about it and then people can look at it on the radio on Twitter.
Do I need a surf Alex?
Yeah.
That would be good.
Well, why doesn't Alex? Why don't you be the chair?
Alex, you're the chair now.
Gosh. So because it is in the shape of a sort.
You said you had an hour to kill, so I'm just filling it.
What did we sign up for? This could be amazing.
This could be good. And I mean, I've seen you do worse. It's all fine. Hey, listen. Good luck with the tour. You know the UK loves you, and you just pop in any time. You don't even need an invite, right? Just like today. If you want to come in, you've got an hour or two to spare.
You're going
to
regret that.
You can come in. What would you actually have been doing if we hadn't have said yes, come in?
Probably tea at a stranger's house.
Yeah. So I've actually got the music for Beyonce.
I'm from Lebanon. This is perfect.
So is this happening? Are we doing this?
Yeah, let's do it now.
We'll
play a song. I just wanted to play this to you so you can kind of get in the mood for it. So it's kind of like...
And we'll sort of make love to the chair.
If whatever you want to do. Right, okay, we'll film that. Thanks very much, guys, for coming in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Gemma Kenny.
Well, hello there.
We couldn't get hold of you for a minute. We thought you were in somewhere too trendy to talk.
Oh, whatever.
Or maybe Chris said you might be wearing your phone as a hat.
I probably was texting someone or something, or tweeting, or... doing something ludicrous, I don't know.
I thought that you were going to be in here, but it's nice to have you on the phone.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. I'm actually standing outside and I'm really enjoying the sunshine.
Oh, outside here? Well, come in then.
No, I'm not outside there. I'm outside somewhere else.
Somewhere trendy.
Sure, okay, all right. Well,
it's trendy East London.
Yeah, you know, I knew you'd be in East London. So it's time for Real or No Real. You know that tonight on Radio 1, we are celebrating International Women's Day, and there isn't a single boy on the station from tonight.
Yeah,
see you, boys, from tonight right the way through to Sunday. What are you doing? Your normal weekend show, Gemma?
Yes, I am indeed, which means I get to be part of the 13-hour smash twice, which is really exciting.
That's really good. So, Gemma, Saturday and Sunday morning on The Breakfast Show as part of International Women's Day. All the ladies from Radio 1 and One Extra are on. So that's what we're focusing on today on Real or No Real. They're all about the ladies. Let's try this one.
When she's playing out, Monkey is often too short to reach the eject button on the DJ decks.
That's Radio 1's Monkey, superstar DJ, but is quite short, so much so that she can't reach the eject button on the DJ deck sometimes, which is a problem.
It's tricky because it's right at the top as well, isn't it?
It's always at the top, yeah.
I don't know.
Gemma, what are you saying?
I think it's so stupid that someone couldn't make that up unless it was true, so I'm going to go with real.
It's like Danny Howard has to stand on a box. He does.
Okay, so I'm going to go with real, because like, that would just be rude to make that up. If someone made that up, that is rude.
I'm saying she's a very professional DJ.
this isn't real. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
What? Yes, it is. Correct, Gemma. Monkey is on at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning with Kidnap Kid in the guest mix. That's tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Good DJ, sometimes just can't press eject. And next...
Annie Nightingale taught Paul McCartney to juggle.
Right. So that's Radio 1's Annie Nightingale, absolute legend. She's been on Radio 1 since the 70s. And she taught Paul McCartney to juggle. I don't know why that would have happened. Gemma, any idea?
I feel like Annie Nightingale has taught everyone everything.
Yeah.
And if anyone that's listening doesn't know about her properly, you must literally put her into a search engine as soon as possible because, like, she's amazing.
She is amazing.
She did used to hang out with the Beatles, so I read her book.
Yes, I've read the book as well.
Yeah, you know, and it was just, you know, an afternoon hangout with John Lennon, just totes norms.
Her book is amazing.
Oh, my God. She's the coolest woman on Radio 1, for sure.
If you don't know Annie Nightingale, then just put it into a search engine. It, like, just had an incredible career in life.
Yeah, I've never seen her juggle. Great. I've never seen her juggle.
I haven't either. I can't really imagine it. So, Chris?
I'm going to say, well, based on the fact that I would have thought if she juggled, you would have seen that at the Christmas party.
Yeah. I'm going to go with real again. I've got the faith.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Annoying. Right, am I making this up, Gemma? Was she actually engaged to Paul McCartney once?
I don't think she was engaged, but... Oh.
Went out with?
Well, look, stop, like, creating salacious rumours.
Okay, it's something that I just seem to remember from, I don't know.
I think there is some allusion to the fact that they might have canoodled.
Sure. Chris?
I don't know, and I'm staying out of this.
Tonight, 3 a.m, Annie Nightingale, a mixtape from Lily Allen and Miss Dynamite. That's big. Annie Nightingale, if you're on your way back from a night out, or still on it, Annie Nightingale, 3 o'clock. And what about this one for International Women's Day?
When running her latest club night, Annie Mack was enjoying herself so much that at 4 a.m. she decided to join singer Emenike on stage to lead the audience in a sing-along of Bill Withers' Lovely Day.
Oh, wicked. Wicked.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what? I've been along to her nights. I try and go as many as I can, and it's such a good night. You know, when the ones where she puts, like, she's hosting it.
Yeah, and then you get all emotional and start going, I don't know, I had the best time in my life, best night in my life.
I send her a text before asking if me and about 15, 20 mates can come
along.
Can
we all pile in?
And she always says yes, although I know it's an unreasonable request.
Yes, it is.
And then always at the end of the night, I'll send her an emotional text thanking her and saying what an honour it is to work with her.
It is an incredible night. I once saw her DJ to a full pack tent at Best of All. And, like, on the stage, drinking champagne.
Like, she did what on the stage? Your phone cut out.
There was champagne being passed around in a bottle on the side of the stage. Champagne. With, like, toddler and loads of other amazing people. And she had, like, a balloon, a helium balloon coming off of her wrist, like, tied to her wrist, and just DJed the most amazing set to a packed-out tent at Best of All. And it was absolutely off the chain. And she was quite interactive. She did, like, get on the mic quite a lot. So I'm going to go with, again, real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real on this one, Scott.
Both saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 p.m. tonight, Annie Mack. Mini mix from Groove Armada and special delivery from Scuba. And then she's back doing dance anthems tomorrow, 4 p.m, because Danny Howard's not allowed because he's not a woman.
Bye, Danny.
Yeah, see ya. Next.
The B in B-Trait's name stands for badass.
Oh, Kelly, I love you.
You've
lost it.
Oh,
okay.
I love it.
So, B traits. The B stands for badass. What are you saying, Gemma?
I'm going to go with no real, even though she is a badass.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say no real.
That one is no real.
No. We asked B traits about this, and she said it stands for baby traits.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. B-Traits is on tonight after Annie at 9 o'clock. Brilliant, brilliant show that is as well. And at the end of that special women's round of Real or No Real?
At the end of that, Gemma got 30, I got 30.
Yeah!
Woo!
Yes, so Gemma's on.
We are equal.
Yes, good. Gemma's on tomorrow as part of the huge marathon of ladies on Radio 1. Tune in tomorrow morning and Sunday morning when you wake up. See you soon, Gemma. Thank you.
Love
you, bye. Loads of good stuff on the show this week. Remember, the two innuendo bingo videos, Def Havana and Adam Richman on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. They're really good. Have a look. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday at 1 o'clock. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.